That frequency?
It's new frequencies. Satnam, everybody. It is January 27th, 2015. We are in an eight-year, a pranic year, moving into the field of prana, the field of pure energy, and we were just rapping and talking, a few of us, some of the people on the call before we started recording this, about how this is a big eight portal for mortals. So, of course, eight is the infinity sign when you look at it interdimensionally, and it's spinning through the vortex of your third eye out to space and back into you again. So the really pivotal piece of this eight portal is things are coming back to you, things that to embrace, to enjoy, things you need to learn. And we were just having a very pivotal discussion about, I said my intention for today was to learn how to really enjoy 3D as opposed to kind of fighting it or opposing it or wishing I wasn't here or different thoughts that I've had at different times. So I started feeling really open and really happy. And I had the experience, what helped anchor in that experience for me was I was taking a walk to the beach, beautiful sunny day here. And literally, right in front of the beach, I love butterflies, symbol of transformation. My mother loved butterflies, so I always feel that, oh, butterfly, you know, my mom sending her blessings, flitting around. Anyway, the Shakti energy, the Divine Mother. So literally, this butterfly flew right in front of my eyes, and I kind of put my finger out, my Jupiter finger, pointing, look, there's a butterfly. And the butterfly literally landed on my finger. As I put my finger out, it's like the butterfly and I intersected. Just so beautiful. And then it flew on its ways around these beautiful purple flowers and other flowering plants. So kind of at that moment, it was an intersection point where I really was letting go of more of my filters that I have, or hypnosis, hypnotic programs around third dimension so I can let more light in. And it was came into me very deeply, which has to do with our astrology today. We are in Mercury retrograde, which means go in, go in, go in, and it's in Aquarius, so that's the frequency. So the consciousness, the light, the love coming inside. Our planet doesn't really spin backwards, but Mercury, but when it goes retrograde, it changes the directions, which means let it come inside. So the mind, Mercury goes out, 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 has to deal with the world, 3D, jobs, money, responsibilities, whatever it is. Then it reverses direction and it comes back to us. So the Mercury retrogrades are like a grace period, or that which is coming back to us, or the energies that are coming back that we need to benefit from and learn and explore. So it's an inner time. It's a really beautiful time to tune into yourself and really notice what's coming back to you. So this is a period to receive. This is a very receptive period. Receive what you're meant to be learning and experiencing and enjoying. And so Mercury, Venus, opposite Jupiter. So we'll talk about that. So in the Sabian symbols, or like the archetypical symbols of what's going on with this time period, is saying that it has to do with, going inside, taking it in, the Aquarius, Mercury, Venus, opposite Jupiter, getting the mind and the heart lined up. And what is the expansion? Jupiter's the expansion. So what is the expansion when the mind and the heart line up? And that's what we were talking about, dropping judgments. So that's an example of the mind and the heart lining up. And then Jupiter creates the expansion. Wow. Beautiful. Let's just go to take a breath and take a breath into your heart and connect the breath with your mind and just feel that. Beautiful, beautiful. And see what that is for you, what that feeling is for you when you connect your mind with your heart and your heart with your mind, remembering that the heart chakra is the whole center of your being, the vortex of your being. So allow the heart chakra to include the mind in the vortex. All right. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. Okay, now that we got that expanding out, we can move on now that we're all syncing up with the field that we're talking about. We've got the Mercury retrograde is a feminine inner reflective time, and everybody says, no, 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 I don't want to reflect, I don't want to feel, I don't want to go in, I don't want to contemplate. It's about action, accomplishment, and control, mastering the upside-down world, the outside world. It's about changing everybody else, changing society and the world at large. So Mercury retrograde's the opposite. So people fight it because the feminine, the divine feminine that we're opening up to and moving away from the hypnosis or the domination of the patriarchy. So it's a lot. It's a lot for people to feel their feelings. It's a lot for people to take a moment to realize the power of the divine feminine that they're carrying hidden inside them. It's like the womb. It's hidden until you breathe into it and use it as your center of connection, and you start with your yogic abdominal breathing, your breath of fire, and you activate it. So we have to go in. So that's what's happening right now in this Mercury retrograde. So Jupiter is in Leo, and Jupiter expands, and Leo is the creative self, the personal expression. So it's moving into our own kind of what's powerful for us, what expands us. And Aquarius is the society. So this is how do we balance our inner and out ourselves with this, you know, society around us that can appear to be limiting. So Aquarius wants to keep things the same, the community, the planetary consciousness. So we've got this inner expression going on with, wow, how are we going to manage this with the world around us? So the age of Aquarius makes Leo the shadow. So that's interesting. So how are we going to come out of the shadow? How are we going to merge our individuality with the group, with the Aquarian age, with the sixth chakra, with the sixth dimension, which is what we were talking about, being the mandala. So when we merge with the mandala of the collective, but yet retain our individual sovereignty and our identity, now we stay in our power as masters, affecting the collective. That's how we do it. We merge, but we don't give up our mastery. So that's what we're working with right now, our inner mastery, our inner mastery of our inner divine feminine. And this whole creation is the divine feminine, is the feminine. It is the mother, the manifestation. It's like Shiva has held the space for the mother to birth planet Earth, and we're here embracing that birthing moment, and she's birthing the new consciousness right now in this exact moment, this exact period of time. So it's about receiving the birth of the mother and receiving our own heart chakras and receiving the love that's being transmitted so powerfully right now as a butterfly landing on my finger. When I just pointed it out, it was more like an intersection, how I intersected with the divinity of nature, and it touched my body, and my senses became divine. So we're working with the elemental kingdom, but we're also not only elevating ourselves, we're elevating, when we see the elemental kingdom as divine, that's our emotions, our shields by the elements. When we experience each moment as divine, as the breath, the air element, which is the heart. Each breath is divine. Each feeling, each passionate moment, the fire element is divine. The elemental kingdom is being is on loan to us from the mother to create and hold these bodies in form. And the elemental kingdom wants to be paid for its service, and we pay it with acknowledgement. And we liberate the elements from their lower to their higher frequencies so they can hold the frequencies of more and more divinity and more physical bodies. So earth, water, fire, air, throat chakra, ether. It moves into the field. So the chakras want to move up too. The elemental kingdoms want to be in the field of the divine. So when I could experience the divinity of the moment, when I intersected with the butterfly today, wow, that was liberating. For me, the butterfly, and remember that nature spirits are kingdoms, like elementals. They don't have individual identities. So for me to touch the butterfly kingdom, touch the whole frequency, so it just went out. It wasn't held in just that one individual. So the merging right now, the Leo and Aquarius, is we allow our consciousness to go out into the field while retaining our individual mastery. So we're not lost. So when we reunite with the field and we reunite with the divine, we reunite with all that is that created us, we don't lose our mastery, our individual identity. We hold the frequency, the radiance that allows more and more consciousness to expand into the dark void of what is. So we're lighting up the void of eternity in this moment as masters. And that's the prime directive. Light up the void of eternity. Walk with me. Be a master with me. I don't want to be alone as I voyage through the darkness. So spirit wants companions also. Shiva wants companions as he penetrates the void of the darkness of the mother, the void of the womb, and finds nurturing safety and comfort there. It's scary. But we're going into the cave of the unknown. We have to put on our headlamps. We have to illuminate the crystal frequencies in the mother, and that's the Kundalini. So when we raise our Kundalini, it's for, at this point in time, it's for raising the frequency of the planet. So we're allowing the frequency of the Kundalini to be released from the crystalline structure as it's being activated by frequencies coming through the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. So our galaxies can spin together, the light and the dark. And that's what we're doing. We are the co-creation in this moment, spinning with the Milky Way galaxy and with the mother, all at once. So that's the Aquarius Leo, uniting the mind with the heart and moving into the dimensions. And it joined 3D. Yay! So there we go. So we'll celebrate that. And we're going to celebrate that with the chant I was directed to work with today, which is Hot Hot Hotinam, which is the frequency of the name manifest in 3D. So here we go. How fun. It just happened to start playing when I wanted to work with it. Stand with the tip of your tongue and bring it up from the base of your spine. Hallelujah.